You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Kane Collects. If you don't already, follow me on social media, Kane Collects, K-H-A-N-G Collects on Twitter or X if you want to call it. Also, Facebook, YouTube as well. I just rip products, show off a bunch of my Michael Jordan stuff. And my next guest is also on social media. Make sure to follow him on Facebook, Instagram, everything like that. Jason Luton, owner of Luton Sports Cards and Collectibles. Jason, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Doing very well. There's a reason why I called you this week for this episode. Last week, one of the biggest hockey cards drops of in a while, not just this year, but it seems like in a while. And I'll ask you your thoughts on it. Is Upper Deck Series 2. Everyone's chasing Connor Bedard. Everyone's buying this product that they don't even collect hockey and they're getting into it and have no clue. Kind of like myself, I went to your store in downtown Clawson and picked up a hobby box. Hey, you could buy your boxes or cards for wherever you want. I'm just telling you where I bought my hobby box from. Jason always has great, great stuff in stock, great deals. You're a hockey guy. Jason, have you seen or was the last time something was this big in hockey that people got everyone going in the hobby?
I think it was probably the hype with Connor McDavid was probably the biggest thing that I can remember. There's been a lot of good other young players that come up, but nothing like this ever. I mean, because Connor was before kind of this big craze boom with you know that's happened recently. So this is the first guy in hockey. You know, then he had that big bounty that David Adams put out, and that's going to bring a lot of guys from different sports over because probably there's a lot more value to with the hockey as opposed to maybe some of the other sports.
Yeah, because I mean, you mentioned Connor McDavid, Austin Matthews. There's been Hughes, there's been Alex Lafreniere when they're going to a big market like New York. But it seems to me like I don't know why there's just like you said, maybe it's just because of post pandemic, whatever. Bedard is, I mean, he's a good rookie too. Don't get me wrong, he's in Chicago, big market as well, but. And like I said, it seems like basketball, football guys, all baseball guys are all of a sudden going to their local card shops or hitting up, you know, retail stores and looking for hockey.
Yeah, it was pretty, I think I probably underordered, you know, even thinking that I ordered way too much just because I didn't expect so many people to want to open it. But I guess if you, like I said, with value and then the hype and with the bounty, it just kind of all went together and it was just a big, I mean, wow. That's all I can say.
So, yeah, I talked to you, I think, the day of release that you hadn't even gotten in yet, but you told me and you texted me like you've gotten upwards almost near 100 calls and text messages asking if these boxes are in yet. And you're like, hey, they'll be in here. You know, you just gotta wait for the truck to come by, right?
Yeah, it was shipped like with a freight truck on a pallet. So I was unfortunately the last stop of the day. So it was a 4:45 delivery and we stayed open a little bit later just so everybody could come get their boxes. And that was a pretty crazy day. Even the day after, because a lot of guys that, you know, couldn't come later were coming in and grabbing them because they knew I had them then. And I just don't think, I mean, I had guys that were like strictly football, strictly basketball that were calling me and are still texting me and calling me and asking me, what do I have left? What do you have left? It's pretty crazy. And I had one guy that's strictly like high end football. He sent me a message. He's like, man, can you get me another case? I don't think I've had this much fun ripping a product since I was a kid. It brings me back. You know, a lot of us opened hockey when we were younger. Sergei Fedorov, all those kind of guys we were chasing.
That's awesome. I mean, like you, like I said, you're one of like the bigger hockey guys in the area. So you order a bunch of hockey all the time. So, I mean, this is awesome for you that, you know, hopefully this continues. It's not just a one-off, but you mentioned the bounty a couple of times. I don't know how many people are actually chasing the bounty because that literally, can you tell people what the card is? It's one card. It's not like a bunch of cards.
Yeah, so it's the gold outburst, one of one, Connor Bedard, Young Gun. I mean, it's a tough pull, obviously. It's just the needle in a haystack, essentially. might have better odds playing the lottery. I don't know. But it's still, you know, it adds excitement to ripping a box and like, what if I got the golden, you know, what is it like, you know, Willy Wonka, you know, like type
yeah,
thing.
The golden ticket. I mean, yep. This is the first time they did like the 1-on-1 gold outburst, right?
Yeah. And this is the first time there's ever been a hockey bounty really out there. That's especially this amount.
Yeah. $1 million people, if you don't know.
Yeah, that's just.
Do you think that card's worth $1 million, or would you like, hey, I'll throw this for auction and check? I mean, it's always kind of a risk, of course, but if someone who pulls this, I mean, is that $1 million card?
I mean, it's to be determined, right? Because he's what, 50 games in?
I mean, yeah. I guess my thing is it $1 million card, but I guess you're right. Is it eventually going to be worth $1 million, even if someone paying it right now?
If they had a Connor McDavid one, it would be worth more than $1 million.
Wow.
So if he's Connor McDavid, if he's Austin Matthews, sure. But I mean, he's still to be determined. You know, he's got a team that they got to surround him with some players.
Yeah. I mean, this is crazy. But like I said, like you said, this is a needle in a haystack. There's literally only one of those cards. You can get other Connor Bedard cards. Now, the market was crazy hot to pull a Young Guns Connor Bedard out. It's obviously dipped a little bit. I kind of expected for most people. Do you think it's settled in at where the price is going to be, or it's still got room to kind of maybe a lower low? Which, by the way, it's still a good card. I mean, it's not like it's a dollar card. This is a
for sure
great pull.
Yeah, I think, like, you know, when McDavid came out, he was one of the highest ones that I can remember in a long time. And he was at that $250, $300 level. Mind you, this is before, you know, we had this spike. And I think they dipped as low as $100. I was buying some of them at. And then they gradually raised and obviously really took off during COVID. And they've pretty much stayed at that same spot right now until probably maybe he wins a cup or something. I think, you know, it's probably going to dip a little bit more because as more retail comes out and people have to pay the crazy hobby prices, there's going to be a lot of them pulled. And you're going to see people that, you know, like you said, they're not into hockey. They find them at the store, they rip two blaster boxes, they get lucky, they hit it. You know, if they spent $40-$50 on a couple boxes and they can get $400 for the card, they're going to flip it. They're just going to. So it's going to drop a little bit more. And then, you know, there'll be an opportunity to probably buy some if you believe in them. And then they're going to rise again.
So obviously there's retail and there's hobby. Hobby is the one where you can get anything. Right? Everything's available to you. The gold 101, numbered Bedards, not just the regular Young Guns. Retail, less. You could still get numbered stuff, right? But not the 101 or anything like that. Or can you not get numbered?
I think you can get the one that is numbered to 250. Uh-huh. So that would be the one that's in the retail.
Like the 10s and the blasters.
Yep, you can't get the acetate ones, and that's hobby exclusive. And the exclusives out of 100, the high gloss is out of 10, and then obviously the 101 I think is hobby exclusive.
Yeah,
it's and then also they have EPAC too. So could be pretty crazy if somehow that 101 was pulled out of an EPAC.
Yeah, wow, that is crazy. I kind of hope it does. I'm like a traditionalist kind of, you know, pulling it, pack pulling cards and things like that. That's kind of how where I stand on most of that stuff. So that's just me. But you've had some big pulls in shop though. Like, so I feel like, hey man, this could happen for you. I mean, you'd be on the map. You think someone would come forward right away?
I would assume so. I mean, everybody's talking about it and people are asking, oh, has it been hit yet? You know, and then every time I feel like, you know, somebody comes in and asks for a box, I'm like, yeah, you know, I always ask them, which box would you want? You know, which number? There's one through 12 or whatever. And they're like, you know, the joke is, give me the one with the 101 Bedard, you know. So I think that I'm pretty sure that if I pulled it, I definitely would be, you know, making a big deal about it.
This is obviously the longer this goes unclaimed, the better it is, you know, for shops and retail hobby shops, really, because you only get pull out of the local card shops. But and then just keeps the momentum going. And I got to imagine some people might stay buying hockey cards because you talked about some of your football only customers and they're like, this is a great product because it's not crazy out. Like some of these football and basketball hobby boxes are just, I mean, they've outpriced some of these common, you know, collectors, and hockey is still affordable.
Yeah. I think with football, it's your average Joe can't walk into a card shop and buy a hobby box anymore. He's, he's kind of relegated to like maybe buy into breaks and I don't know, just buy the cards he wants. Maybe he can grab a blaster or a mega box or cello pack. That's probably about it. The cheapest hobby box out right now, it seems like it's like $400. And I don't think the value is really there for the football. The basketball's trending that way too with Victor hype. And the crazy thing is in both those sports, the top guys, you can't even get their autographs, you know, whereas in hockey, you can get all the guys. There's five or six good rookies, not just Bedard.
I was just going to ask, that was one of my next questions. What are people chasing besides Bedard? Let us know.
So in series two, you're looking at Leo Carlson. I think Luke Hughes has a canvas card. There's a couple other guys. I like Connor Zeri from the Flames. He just got called up. He's playing pretty well. And there's a couple. I mean, Zach Benson's pretty decent for the Sabres. And then there's a bunch of mid-range guys that have a chance that really aren't there yet, haven't really played much, maybe five or six games, and kind of I think that they're back down in the AHL. So I think Leo Carlson's going to be a stud. I mean, they unfortunately held back Adam Fantilli and Logan Cooley for the extended series that comes out like in summertime. But if they would have had all four of those, wow. But yeah, Leo Carlson, he was number two pick right behind Bedard. He's legit.
Yeah, so those people, it's just not Bedard. You know, you can get, I mean, you're going to get young guns, and Jason just mentioned a few guys to look out for that could, who knows, eventually one day pass Bedard. You don't know how this is going to go, you know, like, and they have one-on-ones as well, right?
Yep. And in the future, too, when some of these, you know, higher-end products, your SP Authentics, your, you know, the hit-based products come out with autographs and patches, all those top guys are going to be in there. You know, you can't buy a Panini box and of football this year and get CJ Stroud, you know, and that's like the Connor Bedard of football, right? And you can't get Victor Wembanyama autographs. So it's a lot of people might shift if they, you know, have that urge to rip and they want value, they might come over to the hockey side.
Yeah, which is, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's awesome. The Upper Deck has all those guys signed so they can auto, you can get your autograph cards out of there. And Stroud, you just mentioned, he's the clear chase in football cards. He has no autograph, unfortunately, with Panini. And he was the number two overall pick. So, you know, Bryce Young was the number one overall pick, and he's not the chase. And so as much as I'm saying, of course, you want Bedard, you don't know long term. There's nothing's guaranteed who's going to be the better player. Right now, Bedard looks pretty good, but hold on to these other. There's other guys to chase as well.
Well, as you know, a lot of these guys that are ripping are looking, you know, we get the guys in the shop that are ripping, like, how much can I get for this? How much can I get? You know, they want a quick flip. So if they get a big hit, they want a quick flip. So if in hockey, if you've got three or four guys up there that you can hit minus the chase, there's a lot of value. I mean, there's nobody excluded in the hockey checklist. Plus, they put all the vets in those products. You know, there's Connor McDavid's, there's Austin Matthews, there's Gretzky they have exclusively. They have Bobby Orr. They have all the big guys in hockey.
That's a great thing about hockey. I mean, who knows? This might, you know, open up something for me. Where this might be the gateway drug for me to get into hockey, because I always wish I was more into hockey, because you know, we've mentioned already, it's definitely more affordable. Even during the pandemic, when you would go to retail and everyone was buying everything else, hockey was available. Like, I was like, man, I wish I collected hockey, because I can just get a pack right now and open it, get a box right now and open it, you know?
Yeah, I think this is going to bring a lot of people back into hockey. Plus, I mean, you go to a hockey game, it's nonstop action. People even say, you know, oh, I don't collect hockey, but man, in person, it's the best sport to go watch, you know, because it's nonstop action. It's not, you know, it's not basketball players flopping around and football, you know, every 10 seconds, there's a break in the action. It's just nonstop.
So what other hockey products are coming out in the next few months or for the rest of the season here that after this Upper Deck Series 2, you know, I mean, I know everyone's all over right now, but what else can we expect or look for?
So there's one in a couple of weeks, but it's still they're still behind on some of the products from 22-23, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. Parkhurst Champions one is going to be real fun that comes out, not this week, but next week. It looks like that's going to be like, they haven't made a product like that in a while. It's like a old school Parkhurst look. They've got some of like the 50s retro cards in them. And they have like on-card autographs of like that 22-23 rookie class. Plus they have Gretzky that looks in some of these like vet guys that looks, I mean, I was looking at the previews. They look really nice. They're clean. I'd have to check and see exactly what's coming out, because a lot of stuff keeps getting pushed back. So I'm kind of having a hard time with keeping up with what exactly is releasing. But I do know that on the horizon, we had, I believe it was the SP Game Use was the next one that they were talking about. And then there'll be the Metal Universe. And then there's a break. And I think there's a couple 22, 23 products, still higher end ones, the Ultimate Collection and that. And then you'll start seeing your Black Diamond SPX trilogy stuff come out. I know my favorite one is the SP Authentic, and that's not until, unfortunately, like July 3rd.
Well, it's summertime.
Well, honestly, there's going to be probably 70% of the products are going to come out after the season for Bedard.
Yeah.
If you look at the calendar, how it's shaped right now.
So, people, yeah, they're still, if they end up getting into hockey, I mean, there's going to be product to rip throughout the summer, which is nice. And still chasing Bedard stuff.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. There was one that they just teased today, and it was bringing back one from about 4 or 5 years ago called Ingrained Hockey. And the stuff is just amazing. It's really clean, really nice. And that's not until like mid-September.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's they'll be, trust me, they're going to have plenty of products with Bedard. It's just going to be, I think it's going to be a little, I think we're looking at probably like maybe the beginning of next month is the first product we're going to see like live Bedard Chicago Autos.
Nice. Oh, man, that's nice. I mean, yeah, like you said, I might be one of those guys all of a sudden calling you up and stuff and be like, hey, I'm into it, man. I want some more stuff. I got to get your thoughts, though, on speaking of hockey cards, the Opeachy case that was found in Canada that ended up finally finishing auction over $3 million. What are your thoughts on the whole story about them not even realizing it was top 79 Gretzky rookie year to where it ended up selling for?
That's wild. It's like, you know, one of those things that you just hope that you get called over to somebody's house, go in their basement, check out their collection, and, you know, make an offer. And you just kind of like would dream to see like just a box of that stuff, let alone a case. I mean, that's wild.
That's the that's unbelievable. That's the grail. Like no one even thought it existed, right?
Yeah, I mean, it went for so much money because it's just there's never been any around in years. I mean, I can't even think of. I think that they said it was like 20 some years since they've seen a case.
Oh.
So, and who knows where that's at? There's probably one buried somewhere. Who knows?
You think so?
I bet you there's other ones out there. There's got to be. I mean, that they printed so much of that back in the day. I mean, there's probably going to be another. I mean, you look at some of these finds with these, you know, Ty Cobb cards and Babe Ruth cards and Mickey Mantle cards. There's always something, you know, that comes out. Eventually the family finds it. If there's, you know, unfortunately, like someone that passes away, that's kind of like when this stuff gets found.
Yeah. I mean, the story for people that don't know, I mean, this family in Canada found a case of 1979 Topps Opeachy, and that's Gretzky's rookie year, but they thought it was 1980 because in Canada they do the year like hockey fall, you know, go just like basketball is into two years for one season, and they thought it was 1980 the whole time, but I guess apparently they decided to open it up and they saw it was a 79 box, and it was Gretzky's rookie year. And I guess their father, who had passed away, like you mentioned, unfortunately a lot of times this happens when someone passes away, he was a set collector and he had bought the case to like kind of put piece together a bunch of sets or something. And they just hit the unicorn. Like no one thought one of these maybe still even existed or was around a full sealed case.
Something tells me that like that guy just forgot about that because like everything that was going on the last, you know, 5-6 years with, there was a sale of a Gretzky PSA 10 OPG rookie for $1 million. Like, how do you not just know? Oh, you know, I got a steel case downstairs. How do you not know that? Right. He had to have forgot. It had to have been like buried under stuff, and he just forgot and thought it was something. And thought it was something else.
That's unbelievable. I mean, like you said, as a card shop owner, you get people calling up all the time, right? Asking if you buy collections and things. And most time, you're probably like, it's 1980s or 90s, like just completely junk wax, overprinted. Like you probably don't even have time to go through it.
Yeah,
this is the dream as a shop owner. Hey, I got this case of you or
whatever. Like, and it would have been a shame if somebody called and said, yeah, I got a bunch of 80s stuff. And I'm like, oh, we're not really looking for that right now. You know, that would be like the you know, and then ends up being an 86 Fleer basketball case.
Yeah, right. You know, something crazy. I mean, do you say like, hey, at least send me a picture just in case, like, hey, you're, and then once they start sending you and you see it's like, oh, this is clearly 94, you know.
I ask them to email pictures, yeah. You know, just not to waste each other's time.
Yeah, exactly. That's way it's just kind of get an idea of what you might be getting yourself into or not getting yourself into.
Yeah, I don't want to have people, because then they're like, well, do you know somebody that'd be interested in this? And I'm like, I'm going to be honest with you. You're going to call 5 other stores and they're going to tell you the same thing. Unfortunately, it's just part of the job, you know?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Like, God, I mean, when they, I forgot the story of who they end up calling or whatever. Obviously an auction house got a hold of them quick and, you know, right away. Hey,
yeah, that was Heritage.
Yeah. And jackpot right there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's I can't imagine getting that phone call. So we found this case. Are you don't sure?
Move. Don't move. I'll come to you. And I saw the video of them going to get it. It was still kind of like, I felt like you should have still been more protected than what they did.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. We'll be on a flight tomorrow.
So speaking of hockey, I know you're a big hockey guy. Hey, what's going on with the Wings, man? Are people coming in looking for Wings guys still? And what's going on with this team?
Man, it's getting frustrating. I understand why Yzerman didn't make moves because the buying was so high. And then, you know, I'm obviously Larkin's a lot more important to this team than we think he is. You know, he plays a lot. You know, he's on the penalty kill. He's on the power play. He's great 5-on-5. It's evident that we need this guy back. He is, you know, our straw that stirs our drink. And
yeah,
it's really evident.
It is big time. I don't think people realize that. I mean, doing what I do, you're going to get extreme calls and feedback. And so you don't know where, you know, this might be just the vocal people speaking, but we actually got a lot of Dylan Lark hate or backlash. And then all of a sudden he goes out and then they don't win a game since. Do you find, like, with the collectors, is it like a love-hate relationship with Dylan Larkin too? Or is it like, how's he treated in the, you know, with the Red Wing collectors, hockey collectors?
It's weird. We were just talking about this the other day that, you know, his cards and his like singles and his rookies, just there was such a big craze when he first came to the team. And that first year, you know, local guy, Michigan hockey, and his stuff was the hottest stuff around. And I feel like it fizzled out as, you know, that we had like some lackluster years in there. And I feel like it's just kind of stayed there. It's moved over to Raymond and Sider. And I mean, going back, Yzerman is just always sold. And then you'll get, you know, like people, the Edvinson, you know, those kind of guys that are coming around. I think everybody just wants, like, who's the new guy, right? And I feel like he's just kind of fizzled out. And it's bizarre to me. The prices of his, like, autographed rookies are $50, $60. And I just can't believe it, because I think about, like, this guy's, you know, he's our captain. He's our guy. They should be a lot more. There's just not a lot of love for his stuff and unfortunately.
Yeah, it's like RPAs are still definitely affordable, right? And you're right. I think the lack of playoff experience and wins and games and all that stuff hurts, you know? I mean, you got to, even in hockey town, a place like Detroit, where it's a big hockey market, you need some kind of postseason success, I think, to keep, you know, going and keep the, you know, hype.
Yeah, he got injured a couple times and he had a couple lackluster years. And I kind of feel like, you know, it's hard. When he came off the gate, he was really good that first rookie year. He had a monster year. I mean, as good as he possibly could, I thought. And it kind of like declined, injuries, team, the lack of team success. It's hard to come back. I mean, you got to win a playoff series, score some big goals, and then maybe, you know, to get a little bit more hobby love.
Has anyone, and this may seem like faux pas or whatever, but has anyone come in and asked for like Patrick Kane cards or anything like that? I know he was the enemy.
Like crazy.
Yeah?
Crazy. Yeah, and everybody wants a Kane Red Wing card, and they don't understand that it's not going to be till summertime. I mean, he just signed in December. It's not like they're just printing cards. I mean, I know they probably do like those e-pack game moments things and stuff that they make, but there's no pack that's going to have his card probably till that extended series in June.
Yeah, so, I mean, but that's still crazy. That you probably would have never thought that a year or two ago that people in Detroit would be asking for Patrick Kane cards.
No.
Even though he's one of the great American hockey, or let alone hockey players, you know, but he was the enemy.
Yeah, and I think he's kind of like he had that situation with the cab driver back in the day.
That wasn't the best.
All that. And people thought he's a little punk. And I think he's kind of changed his.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, his what people think of him. You know, he's family guy now.
Yeah, exactly. Has a family. It changes you, man. You get older, you know.
Right. You know, he was 18, 19 years old on top of the world, you know, first pick in the draft or, you know, just the man. And, you know, that's, I mean, we all did dumb stuff when we were 18, 19 years old.
No, and then they get, you know, they have cameras on them, a microphone stuck in their face. I think with all athletes at 18, 19, 20, I just kind of think about myself and how stupid some of the stuff I said and thought. And like, so I try to, you know, put it in perspective a little bit. And
yeah.
They do got to know that they're in the spotlight now, but it's you're still 20. You're still, you know what I mean? It's,
yeah. Well, if you look at Connor Bedard, man, that guy's on lockdown. You can't even get to him. It's crazy. Like he barely talks to anybody. He's ready to. I mean, he's really focused on his career. You can tell he is all seriousness. He jokes around a little bit in his interviews, but like from what I was told. Through a couple people that work with the Red Wings that like you can't even get him like the Wings couple of the employees for the Wings sent in jerseys when he was in town to get him autographed and he declined, you know, in from the Red Wing locker room to the he's just on lockdown. He doesn't want any distractions.
That's crazy. I mean, he looks like a baby for people that don't follow hockey or starting to collect it. I mean, he looks like he hasn't even shaved yet. Like he is super young, obviously really talented, which is crazy. He's in the This is the men's league. You know, this is the adults. These are big boys skating around. Like, this is no joke.
Yeah, he's going to be legit, though. If he stays healthy, you know, I mean, obviously everybody's going after him right now and trying to, you know, put the body on him and stuff. But as they surround him with players and he gets a little more experience in the game, he's going to be something else, man. That shot's going to get him 40, 50 goals consistently.
So switch gears real quick before we wrap this up. Baseball is coming around the corner, spring training. How's baseball fever going for you at the card shop? And is anyone looking for, I know unfortunately the Tiger thing rookie checklist is only like Reese Olson and like, I think maybe Brendan White or something like that. It's not like, you know, but that doesn't mean they can't go back and chase like Riley Green rookies or Torque rookies like that. Who's everyone looking for? Is it those two guys mostly?
Yeah. You'll also have at some point Parker Meadows.
And Colby Keith, right? Like,
yeah, once he plays a major league game,
yeah.
So the later series, like the Topps Chromes, will have all those guys. I think a lot of people are optimistic. You know, I mean, we're dying for a team to win. This division is a little weaker. I think we have a chance. A lot of people are asking for Torque because he finished off the season with all those homers. Riley Green and then Tarik Skubal, I think, are the three main guys. Obviously, Cole Keith, but his stuff is so expensive for some reason.
Already, well, I mean, because he's got maybe because that promised spot already. I mean, everyone knows it's not like you're not prospecting. You're still prospecting because he hasn't done anything yet, but he's got a guaranteed start. Like,
It's like Torque's and Green stuff came down. Like, it was like so high before they got called up, and then as they got called up, even with success, it's never really gotten to that level again. And Keith's like way up there right now, so it's like. Not the time to buy Cole Keith, I don't think.
What about a guy who's not going to play maybe for a couple years at least? Do you get any calls or anyone asking about Max Clark, their number one draft pick?
Yeah, I mean, he was in that Bowman draft and then Bowman's best. So he doesn't have a ton of Bowman, like, you know, licensed stuff out right now. He's got some of that Panini stuff from before, I think, Team USA stuff. But yeah, I mean, people... when they were ripping that Bowman draft, they're like, let's get a low numbered auto Max Clark. Let's get, you know, so yeah. And as he plays in the minors and has success, there'll be more hype that builds up for sure. I don't think many people really know about him. Like, what he's doing.
I mean, he's American at least, and he was a Gatorade player of the year and all that stuff. But you're right, it's still high school baseball. So I don't know if a lot of people do know about him. Remember the whole crazy Dominguez? The Martian with the Yankees, he'd never played a game and that went crazy. I mean, I don't see that because I think pandemic obviously helped with that. I don't see that happening with Max Clark, but I mean, baseball prospecting is some of the best fun prospecting you can do because there's so many guys.
Yeah, let's hope that he moves up the ranks quick like Jackson Holliday, and next year we're talking about him making the team.
Oh God, that'd be sick. He's kind of got, I don't know if this is a good or bad thing. Okay, good thing on the field, maybe bad thing off the field, but like he's got like a bunch of swag to this kid. And I don't know if it's going to rub certain people the wrong way. I've seen the chains he wears, big, huge pendants with MC on it. And he is, like I said, you got to be confident, but
he's super confident.
Yeah.
There was a video, I don't know if you remember seeing when he was playing in high school and those guys were all razzing him. And they were just talking all this trash, and he swung and missed at a couple pitches, and it was like, you know, full count, and he just hit a bomb out and looked back at all the kids and smiled at them and then ran the base, trotted the bases real slow. So, yeah, he's got some swag.
Well, Jason, man, I really appreciate you coming on and kind of educating me and everyone else about this Connor Bedard chase and then just Upper Deck Series 2. If you haven't gotten it yet, you know, hit up Luton Sports Cards and Collectibles in downtown Clawson. If you've got Facebook, Instagram, what's the phone number of the store if they want to call ahead?
248-219-6265.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to call and see if what's he got available, what left. I still haven't ripped my box. I've been so busy, man, with the two little kids and the work and everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's like killing me because it's sitting there and I want to rip it so bad, but I want to take my time. You know, I want to enjoy it. Like you and I talked about it. Like a lot of times when you open a product, you're probably not going to get the money you spend back into it. I don't care what product it is, but there's a quote unquote fun factor percentage you're buying, you're putting into it. And I want to take my time with this thing. I want to go through it and, you know, look at the cards and just enjoy it. So I'm trying to find some, carve out some time when everyone's away. I don't have to deal with anybody, not getting interrupted. And I'll definitely let you know what I get, Jason.
Yeah, for sure, man. Hopefully it's at least a base Bedard young guy.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it. Like I said, thank you, Jason Luton of Luton Sports Cards and Collectibles. If you guys enjoy the podcast, definitely, like I said, recommend it to a friend or a family member. I just found out that it's on Amazon Music. I did not realize that, but a buddy of mine told me that that's how he gets the podcast. So Google Play, Apple, all that stuff, including Amazon Music. And as always, thanks for listening and keep collected.
Always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.